The Seattle City Council is working to rezone the South Lake Union neighborhood to allow taller buildings. That's something Vulcan very much wants. The city requires developers to either build affordable units in their towers or pay the city extra money for affordable housing if they build above a certain height. Instead of building affordable units in its towers, Vulcan wants to give the city a chunk of land to meet that requirement. The land sits between Dexter and Aurora, and Vulcan executive Lori Mason Curran says it borders land the city already owns.
It really gives them the opportunity to use some land they have now that's not really very usable, and to make this a big site that could accommodate as much as 400 units of housing and all these other services.
Those services could include a job training center, childcare, and maybe a homeless shelter. Vulcan would provide more than $3 million in cash toward the project and has partnered with nonprofit housing groups that could develop the site with tax credits and subsidies. This all hinges on the rezone being approved, something that may happen early next year, and the council has to agree to the deal. Councilmember Nick Licata says he thinks it's too modest, and the city should require developers to build a lot more affordable housing in South Lake Union. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.